No one said it explicitly, but the knowing laughter and the memories people shared with his grandmother on Wednesday evening made it clear that Doug Farnsworth knew how to have a good time.
I had a lot of crazy times with your grandson. I won't say what I did with him, you know, with our friends, but I really appreciate you sharing him with us.
Jamie Donahue says it was deeper than just good times, though.
You know, I didn't have, like, this picture perfect upbringing, and I was always running from my home, and his home was always open to me, and he had this kind spirit that I just clung to.
Donahue says the process of physically searching for his body has been really emotional for her. She wiped away tears several times as she asked people at the vigil to remember to reach out to each other, to push past discomfort and social norms and connect with others.
It really encouraged people to judge less and feel more and be there for those they love.
She says she didn't always do that for Doug when he reached out to her, even though they've been friends since middle school.
I hope that this makes a difference in a way, because Doug always made a difference. He always made a difference. He always made me laugh. He always made me feel loved. He always made me feel special. Ever since I was a kid, he made me feel special.
Farnsworth is a 32-year-old Juneau man whose family reported him missing on September 29th. His older sister, Kirsten Farnsworth, says she and other family members believe he is dead. They're offering a $5,000 reward for anyone who helps them find his body. Kirsten Farnsworth lives in Arizona and flew up to Juneau to look for him. She has since had to go home, but she has been very active on social media, organizing search efforts and checking in with police and Alaska State Troopers with whatever information she can find. Even though she's thousands of miles away, she organized the candlelight vigil for her brother. She says she doesn't want people to forget that he's still missing. Then she lit a candle of her own and watched from afar, commenting online as each person spoke about him. About 50 people showed up to the vigil, most huddled out of the rain under a shelter at Overstreet Park. Barbara Charles, Farnsworth's grandmother, thanked everyone for coming out and continuing to search for her grandson. She says she misses him running into her home, wrapping his arms around her, and telling her that she's the most beautiful woman in the world. Juneau family members carried a large wooden cross and photos to put in the center of the group. They tried to light candles, but the wind didn't cooperate. Someone else passed around glow sticks for people to hold. There were a lot of hugs and inside jokes. Davina Drones ran a live stream from her phone, and she also read messages to the crowd from people who couldn't be there in person.
This one is for you, Doug. You will always be... I have to practice this one. D-O-U-G, fresh, fresh. D-O-U-G, fresh. D-O-U-G, fresh, fresh. D-O-U-G. Fresh. I love you, Dougie Fresh. I pray that this light helps everyone find where you are. Sincerely, Howard.
It's tricky to piece together exactly where Doug Farnsworth went the night he vanished, but Kirsten Farnsworth has footage of a truck he was driving on Basin Road at around 4:30 a.m. Then someone else sent her a screenshot of him walking down the nearby Flume Trail at nearly 7 a.m. She asks that anyone who lives in that area check their game cameras and surveillance videos from September 29th to try and spot him. Volunteers are trying to organize a group search of the Basin Road area in a Facebook group called Help Find Doug. The Farnsworths are Tlingit, and they have a lot of extended family in town. As the vigil wound down, one woman stepped forward to tell the crowd that there is no goodbye in the language, only the parting phrase, "I will see you again."
So Tuye requests a team tattoo. Until we meet again, that's how deep that word and phrase is.
And she helped end the night with a Lord's Prayer.
I'm afraid I might not know all the words. Do my best if you guys pick it up where I forget.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come.
In Juneau, I'm Rasha McChesney.
On earth as it is.